We've heard a lot about Donald Trump's failed enterprises. He also has some very successful ones. There's Mar-a-Lago Club and Spa, his clothing brand, his hotels, casinos, golf clubs. According to CNN, Donald Trump controls more than 500 companies. And if he becomes president, there would be an unprecedented conflict of interest. Ali Velshi is host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America in New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin.
And you've been taking a look at this, as people are. Trump has said that his children and executives would manage his businesses if he's elected. So what are the concerns?
Well, there are a few. First of all, we haven't had a president who's had control over that many entities. Usually it's about investments. Well, investments you can put into something called a blind trust, where a trustee of sorts handles your affairs. But what about real businesses? What do you do with those? He says his kids and his executives will run it, but as president, he'll be making decisions that could have an impact on those companies, and that's a conflict we haven't dealt with for some time. Now, we have dealt with it a long, long time ago when presidents owned plantations and slaves.
Mm. Yeah, well, and by the way, you know, people are already talking about, well, wait a second, he objects to work being done overseas, but some people have pointed out that some of the things in his companies are made overseas.
Right. He buys things from overseas. He has a lot of property. He could have influence on decisions that are made around that. He could influence immigration. He talks endlessly about immigration. He also talks about how many immigrants work for his companies. So that could affect staffing at his hotels. So this is, you know, it's a very difficult problem. President Obama, by the way, has not used this concept of a blind trust, but all of his investments when he became president were very benign investments, like treasury bills and, you know, mutual funds and things like that. Donald Trump controls more than 500 actual companies, and so it is unclear as to how we're supposed to deal with this.
Well, during the 2012 presidential campaign, Mitt Romney, and this was just the campaign, Mitt Romney put his assets in a blind trust so they'd be managed by an independent person. Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton did the same.
Yep.
But those are assets. We're talking, as you said,
about
businesses. Now, yep. When he was vice president, Dick Cheney held on to $34 million in Halliburton stock options. In effect, you know, it wasn't his business anymore,
right,
but he held on to that. And there was a concern that, I mean, conspiracy theorists said that war was being waged to support Halliburton.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his company, but he had been the CEO of the company, so he had a lot of influence over it. This is Dick Cheney. In fact, a lot of people do say his holdings in Halliburton may have affected some of his decision-making about war in Iraq. He would, Trump would have to sell off all of his business, or he'd have to put it into something called a double blind trust, which means he would have no communication with his financial advisor, and his financial advisor would make all decisions for him. But like Dick Cheney and Halliburton, Dick Cheney always knew what effect policy would have on this company in which he had stock. Donald Trump is also always going to know what effect this immigration change or this decision to name something a national park is going to have on his holdings.
And by the way, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, almost a candidate but decided not to run this time, is an example that's being given of how someone should behave. I guess he didn't set foot in the headquarters of his financial data and media company.
He didn't. Apparently, he doesn't set foot out of it now. He's he's back in running it in full control. He did keep control of the partnership. But again, people who work there, people who make decisions, say he was out of the decision-making of that company. But that was just one company. This is 500.
Right. Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. It is a whole new campaign. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.